for you to open your Bibles today to the book of Hebrews. I'm going to be speaking from the 11th chapter of Hebrews. I'll be reading parts of the first 13 verses. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, while you're finding the scripture, let me make two or three comments. The title of the message is, These All Died in Faith. These all died in faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Years ago, it was a custom to write some words on a person's tombstone. When a person died, the family or friends would buy a tombstone and put certain words on the tombstone. Words that had some reference to this individual, how he lived or how he died, or what he believed, or the things he stood for in life. I think maybe this is what Job had in mind when he wrote in the 19th chapter of Job. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand on this earth in the latter day. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I'll see the Lord. Now he said, write this in a book and engrave it with a lead pen in the rock forever. Write this in the rock on my tombstone. Write that on my tombstone. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And though I die, and after the way of flesh, this flesh, worms destroy this body, yet I'll rise from the grave and I'll see my Redeemer, whom I shall see for myself, and not another. And that's what I think he's referring to there. Write this on my tombstone, that my hope and trust is in the Redeemer, in the Lord's mercy through Christ. I visited the great preacher's tomb, Charles Spurgeon, over in England years ago. I went up to the cemetery where they buried Spurgeon's body back in 1892 when he died. And I noted on his tombstone that the people who erected this very elaborate tomb in which Spurgeon's body lay, they wrote on the outside of the tomb this verse of that song, There Is a Fountain. It says, Ever since by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and will be till I die. And that was on his tombstone, indicating what he preached, what he believed. The blood of Christ puts away all sin. And that was his message for 38 years in London, preaching the blood of Christ. I read a story one time. It said during a flood many years ago, there was a great flood in some part of this country. And after the waters had gone down, they found the body of a small boy, and no one ever claimed the body, and they never identified the body. And the town's people buried the little boy, buried his body, and they erected a marker over his grave with just two words, no name, no dates, nothing, just the name, just two words on his tombstone, on his marker: God knows. God knows. And that tells the whole story. God knows who he is, and God knows how he died, and God knows how old he was, and God knows the whole story. Nobody else knows, but God knows. I think these markers and these epitaphs and whatever you call that you write on the tombstone, I think they're very good. And that's what I thought, what came to my mind when I read the scripture that I'm going to speak on to you today. It's found in Hebrews 11, verse 13. And it says this, These all died in faith. That's what's on the marker. These all died in faith. Now, what's this talking about? These all died in faith. Well, let's go back up to verse 1, Hebrews chapter 11. Let's go back to verse 1 and see what this is talking about. I believe it's an epitaph. I believe it's an obituary. I believe it's a statement of faith. I believe it's what you would put on the tombstone of these men whose names are here. These all died in faith. All right, let's go back to verse 1. It says this in verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, In other words, the apostle says, faith is the confidence and assurance of things for which we hope. We haven't arrived, and we haven't entered into them, and we haven't possessed them yet. But our faith is the assurance that we will. Our faith is the confidence that we will possess them. Faith is the assurance or the confidence of these things for which we hope. And faith is the evidence of these things that we do not see. We do not see heaven. We do not see the resurrection. We do not see the glory of God, not with these natural eyes. But our faith is the proof of these things that we do not yet see. Faith is the confidence and assurance of those things for which we hope. And faith is the evidence or proof to us that these things exist, which we do not see. David said that. David said, I believe, therefore I speak. I believe, therefore I act. I believe, therefore I rest. I believe, therefore I contend for these things. That's why I rest in them, and why I believe, why I speak about them is because I believe. The faith that God has given to us is the assurance and proof of these future blessings for which we hope and which are unseen. And look at verse 2, Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the confidence and assurance of these things for which we hope and which we do not see. And by this same faith, by faith, these men and women of Old Testament believers obtained a good report. That's how they obtained a good report. Their claim to God's favor was the fact they believed God. They laid hold upon God's blessings because they believed God. In other words, it's summed up like this. Abraham believed God. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. By faith, these men obtained a good report. By faith, they obtained favor with God. By faith, they obtained the mercies of God. By faith. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And then it goes on and names these various men. In these verses, verse 4 through 10, look at them, following your Bible. It says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and by it obtained a good report. Abel believed God, and therefore he offered a sacrifice of blood and obtained favor with God. By faith, Enoch walked with God and was translated that he should not see death. Why? He believed God. By faith, he obtained a good report. Verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of things not seen, of the impending flood, of the destruction of the world. He was warned. He hadn't seen a drop of rain. It never rained on the earth then. He hadn't seen a drop of rain. But he believed God. And he moved with fear and prepared an ark. That's what by faith these men obtained a good report. They believed God. They believed God. And it says in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called, went out, not knowing where he went. But he left his father's home and went to a land to which God had directed him, though he hadn't seen it, but he believed God. Verse 11 says, through faith Sarah, being almost 100 years old, received strength to conceive a child. These people believed God. And then in verse 13 it says, and these all died in faith. Abel believed God and offered a more excellent sacrifice. Enoch believed God. He walked with God. Walked right into glory. Noah believed God. And being warned of things not seen, he prepared an ark to the salvation of his household. Abraham believed God. Moses believed God. Sarah believed God. And these men all died. It says they died. But they died believing God. The Lord having presided over the death of all his dear people. And he does. Not a sparrow falls to the ground without your father. And certainly not one of his loved ones. He watches over their burial. And the Lord God seems to erect a giant sepulcher in which all their bodies rest until the day of resurrection. And I believe these are appropriate words to write over the tomb of every one of God's people, all who believed God. These all died in faith. That'd be a good writing to put on your tombstone, wouldn't it? He died in faith. He died believing God. These all died in faith. Look at verse 14. Read the entire verse, and then let's read verse 14. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They didn't receive the promises in the fact that they were fulfilled in their day. Christ never came in their day. He never died in their day. He never was buried and rose again in their day. They looked for the coming Redeemer. They saw these promises afar off, and they were persuaded of them. And they embraced these promises. And they confessed that they were pilgrims and strangers on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Abraham was seeking a city, a house made by God, a city built by God. I'm going to ask three questions about this scripture that we've looked at. These all died in faith. Talking about Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and all of these people who believed God. I'm going to ask three questions about them. First of all, how did they die? How did they die? It says they died in faith. Well, what is this faith in which they died? Could you define this faith? And then thirdly, how did this faith affect their lives before they died? We know they died in faith, but how did this faith affect their lives before they died? All right, let's look at these three questions. First of all, how did these men die? God says they died in faith. These all died. These all died. These, we're talking about some of the greatest believers in all of history. Abel. God said he speaks even this day. Noah. Abraham, father of all the believers. Sarah. Whatever said about these men ought to attract our attention, shouldn't it? These all died. These all died. You know, even though they had faith, they died. Faith will not keep you from death. Faith will not keep you from the grave. Faith will not keep you from getting sick someday and dying, because it's appointed unto men once to die. Abel died just like Cain died. Cain died, but so did Abel. Moses died as well as Pharaoh. David died, and so did Saul. So did the Philistines. So did all his enemies. Jacob died, but so did Esau. Peter died, and so did Judas. These all died. And if you're a believer, unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes again soon, we'll all go the way of all flesh. That's what Job said. In a few days, I'll go the way of all flesh, the way from which I shall not return. I'm going to die. It's appointed unto men once to die. And naming all of these great believers, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jacob, they all died. But the difference is, listen, these all died in faith. They died in faith. In other words, they all believed God while they lived. They enjoyed the presence and the mercies and the grace of God while they lived. And they continued to believe God up to the time they died. They lived in faith. They died the same way. You see, my friends, the great foundation of faith is the Word of God. That's right. Abraham believed and was persuaded that God could do what he promised. Everything he promised, he could do. He believed the Word of God. He believed God. That's the foundation of faith. The great object of faith is Christ. We look to Christ, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But the great evidence of faith is we die in faith. We continue. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Bible says the just shall live by faith. They begin to live by faith. They continue to live by faith. And if they live again, they'll live by faith. It'll be by faith. The Apostle Paul says, I have, the time of my departure is at hand. I've finished my course. The time of my departure is at hand. I've kept the faith. Therefore, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. These men died in faith. They never got beyond faith. None of these greatest believers died trusting their works, depending upon their own goodness. They never got beyond trusting God, believing God. Do you understand what he says here? They died believing God. They believed God. They were converted. They were brought to faith. They believed God. They died the same way. They never got one foot beyond believing God. We walk by faith the entire journey. If you meet a new believer, a brand new believer, who has just been brought by the Spirit of God through conviction and conversion and faith in Christ, he'll be singing this song, "Unto him that loved me and washed me from my sins in his own precious blood and made me a king and priest to God, unto him be the glory." If you meet an old believer like this preacher talking to you now. I've been preaching, believing the gospel 43 years, since 1950. 43 years. I've been believing God, looking to God, resting in God. I've preached a lot of messages, thousands of messages. Preached all over this country. But I'm telling you this. You know what my song is right now? The same song it was 43 years ago. "Unto him who loved me and washed me from my sins in his own blood, made me a king and priest to God, unto him be the glory, both now and forever." And when I die, I'll be singing that same song. And you know what? If you could listen in to glory and hear all those people there, from Abel, righteous Abel, to this present day, you'll hear all of them singing the same song, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own precious blood." These men died in faith. They never got beyond believing God. They never got beyond. They were born again by faith. They continued to live by faith. They died in faith, resting in God's mercy and grace. Now, what is this faith in which they died? What is this faith? Could you maybe give us some, preacher, could you give us some insight into this faith? Well, it says these all died in faith. Now, listen carefully. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. In other words, God gave them promises and prophecies of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth. That's right. He gave them promises that a Savior would come. Like Job said, "My Redeemer shall stand on this earth." God said, Isaiah, he said, "Behold, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and you'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us." He said to Moses, "I'll raise up a prophet like unto you, and he'll declare unto the people all the truth of God, all the mystery of God." And Isaiah talked about him being wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. You see, the Lord gave all of these men back in the Old Testament prophecies and promises of Christ's coming and pictures of his death. In Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, all the way through the Old Testament, there are promises and pictures. But these men never saw these things fulfilled. It says here, they received the promises by seeing them afar off, not having seen them fulfilled. And they believed God. Adam and Abel never saw the woman's seed, but they believed it. Abraham never saw Christ, but he rejoiced to see his day. Moses never saw Christ on this earth, but he wrote of him. Jacob never saw Shiloh, but he prophesied of his coming. Aaron never saw the great high priest, but he typified him. Isaiah never saw the man of sorrows, but he wrote of him. You see what I'm saying? These men never received the fulfillment of these promises and prophecies of the coming Savior, who would be the Christ, who would be the Redeemer, who would die on the cross and put away our transgressions and be buried as our scapegoat and rise as our justifier and ascend as our intercessor They never did see those things fulfilled. But they saw them afar off, way out yonder. And they believed it. And it was counted to him for righteousness, for faith. Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Now, actually, this is true of our faith. I've never seen God, have you? No. I've never seen the Lord Jesus. I read about him in the Word. I see him with the eyes of faith, but I've never seen him in person. He's never spoken to me with an audible voice. He speaks through his Word, but he's never spoken through a voice. I've never seen anyone raised from the dead, have you? I've never seen heaven. I've never seen the streets of glory. I've never seen the throne of God. I've never seen any of these things. Whom having not seen, you love. But this is the same faith that these men had. It's the same faith. Having these men died in faith, not having received the fulfillment of the promises, but having seen them afar off. Seen them afar off. You see that? And they were persuaded of them. And they died in that faith. Now watch this. How did that faith affect their lives? Listen carefully. It says, first of all, it uses three or four words. First of all, they were persuaded of God's promises. Persuaded. Confident. Like Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him. He said in Romans chapter 8, he said, I'm persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. They were persuaded that a Redeemer would come, that he would die on a cross, that he would be buried and rise again. They were persuaded of it. Not only that, but they embraced these promises. Having believed the record that God gave of his Son, they embraced the promises. Like old Simeon that came to the temple. You remember reading about Simeon? The Lord told him that he wouldn't die until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And he came to the temple one day. And by God's providence, Mary and Joseph came in and brought the infant, Jesus. And the Scripture says that that old man, Simeon, took up that child in his arms. And he lifted his voice to heaven. And he said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. All these years he'd waited for the coming of the Messiah. And God brought him in that synagogue, in that temple in Jerusalem, when Christ was brought in by Mary and Joseph. And he said, I've seen him. And these men, Abraham and Abel and Moses and all these men, they saw him afar off by faith. And they were persuaded that God would do what he said. And they embraced these promises. They held tightly to them. Abraham looked for a city. He never owned a foot of ground. He never lived in a house. He lived in tents. All his life, he journeyed through the wilderness in tents with Isaac and Jacob. But he embraced the promise. And then it says they confessed. They confessed. They were persuaded. I am persuaded that what God promised, he'll do. I'm persuaded. And I've embraced these promises. I've taken them to myself, to my heart, and I've confessed them. I'm confessing them to you right now. I'm confessing I'm a stranger here. I don't belong here. I'm not a citizen here. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I'm a child of the King. I'm confessing. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm persuaded that his blood maketh atonement for our soul. Now look at this. It said, and they seek a country. Their affections are set on things above, not on the things of this earth. Their affections are set on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. That's where their affections were. That's where our affections are. They're looking for a city. They confess, they believe God, and they're looking for a city. Now look at verse 15. And I'll close with this. It says in verse 15, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they could have gone back. In other words, if all these men, Abraham, Moses out of Egypt, Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, all these men, if their hearts had still been back there in that pagan, heathen country, God says they could have gone back. But their hearts weren't back there. Their hearts were with him. Their affections were set on things above. They left these places, and they walked with God. You see that? How did this faith in which they died, by which they died, how did it affect their lives? They were persuaded of the promise. Are you? What God has promised, God will fulfill. And they embraced these promises. They took them to themselves. I don't know, Joshua said, I don't know about the rest of you. I don't know about the rest of you, but I can speak for myself and for my house. We're going to serve the Lord. We embrace these promises. And we confess them. We're not ashamed of them. We let the whole world know that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's the Redeemer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Christ. That's not a denominational issue. That's not a theoretical issue. That's not a theological issue. That's just truth. Christ is the Son of God. They embraced these and they confessed them, and their affections were set on things above.